Hi, it's Dave. So Dogecoin is skyrocketing today, and lots of people are asking what's going on. In this video, I want to take a look at all of the history of Elon Musk's tweets on Dogecoin. And let's ask the question, does Elon Musk really believe Dogecoin will be going to the moon? And I'm going to be sharing my thoughts in this video as well. So first, let's go ahead and take a look at what's going on with Doge, the price. And you'll see that the price of the coin right now is 33 cents, or almost 33.8 cents. The market cap here is $44 billion. So this is crazy. It's not $4 billion. It's not even, you know, $400 million. It's $4 billion. And here the price spiked, and the high was almost 44 cents, and now it's down about 10 cents. Now if you look at 1 year kind of chart here, you'll see that Dogecoin back in December 31st was less than a half a cent. So it's gone up more than 66 times in a period of less than 4 months. It's probably been one of the best performing assets, right, in the world during that time. It went up to about a cent for a month or so, and then Elon started to get behind it. And then you started to see it going up to 5 cents. And people thought it was a bubble here at 7 cents, right? And it just consolidated, and it broke that resistance of 7 cents. And now you see it skyrocketing. Literally, you know, Dogecoin is going to the moon in price. So let's take a look at Elon Musk's tweets regarding Dogecoin to get a sense of how serious Elon is with Dogecoin. So here is April 14th, 2021 tweet. Here he says, Doge barking at the moon. And so some of the stuff that Elon tweets is just, you know, for fun. Some of the stuff is kind of mixed, you know, with some seriousness and fun. But, you know, this is a plane with the whole theme of, you know, Doge going to the moon. He's barking. But then today you have Elon Musk, April 16th, 2021. And if you notice, this has 140,000 likes. He had a tweet in last year, July 17th, 2020, he says, it's inevitable. You look at the Dogecoin standard, which is supposed to be some type of financial standard based on the Dogecoin, taking over the global financial system. And then you have today, Elon Musk basically gave these big eyes looking at this, right? Insinuating something. And that kind of pushed up Dogecoin, the price today, even more. All right, so what's going on here? April 1st, 2021. This is April Fool's Day, so it's unclear if Elon is joking or not. But he says SpaceX is going to put a literal Dogecoin on the literal moon. So what's crazy about this is there is no literal Dogecoin, right? It's a digital cryptocurrency, unless you make a physical kind of, you know, version of it, right? And you print it out and you stick it on the literal moon. But just like Elon Musk literally, you know, stuck a roadster, a literal real Tesla roadster in space, right? I wouldn't doubt Elon Musk actually sticking a Dogecoin on the literal moon. All right, so how serious is Elon? So in February 14, 2021, Elon says, if major Dogecoin holders sell most of their coins, it will get my full support. Too much concentration is only the real issue, in my opinion. And then he goes on and he says, the next day, February 15th, says, I will literally pay actual money if they just void their accounts. So Elon, this is the most serious tweet that Elon has ever tweeted on Dogecoin. And he says a few things. First, he says, Dogecoin is actually great. And the only issue is there's too much concentration in just a few wallets. And he says, hey, if those, you know, wallets that hold most of the Dogecoin out there, if they could just be voided, or if they could sell their, you know, their holdings, etc., then he'll get his full support. So there is some actual legitimacy to what Elon Musk is talking about Dogecoin. He's not just, you know, supporting it or hyping it or tweeting it because it's a joke. He actually sees there's some potential behind the Dogecoin. All right, here on February 10th, Elon Musk says he bought some Dogecoin for his son, little X, so he could be a toddler hodler. So here you have Elon Musk's adorable son. Yeah, that's really cute. Let's check this out again. even talking. Pretty crazy. Pretty crazy cute. All right. Lex Friedman on March 18th said, this tweet is not about Bitcoin. Not everything is about Bitcoin, or is it? There's so much interest in Bitcoin. Elon Musk says sometimes it's about Doge. So he changes the subject. Obviously, Elon has been thinking about Doge for a while, for very often, and he's not afraid to tweet about it. All right. On February 5th, 2021, Elon Musk made a poll on Twitter, and he basically said the future currency of Earth, and number one choice is Dogecoin to the moon, which gets 71%. And this is out of 2.4 million votes, right? Which is kind of crazy. And then number two option is all other crypto combined, 28%. So this is, you know, mostly a joke that Elon is doing, but there is some legitimate, some hint of real interest and seriousness. Because if you go back to, you know, this, he's bought some Dogecoin for his son, and you know, he's really serious about getting behind it if there's less concentration. I actually tweeted or replied to him. I said, hey, can someone explain to me why Elon is tweeting about Dogecoin so often? And 1.6 thousand people actually replied to my tweet reply. Most people said, you know, it's just funny. He just thinks it's funny, which that's part of it. But there's actually, I think, more to it. And so, let's dive into it a little bit more. Here on February 19th, Elon Musk said, I just set up some little Doge mining rigs with my kids. It was fun. Now, here's the thing. You don't set up a mining rig, you know, mining for Doge, without having some interest in it, right? Like it's going to be a kind of a pain to set up a mining rig and actually mine for Dogecoin. It was fun. Elon's getting some firsthand experience in this. This is not just a joke. There is some, you know, hint of seriousness. So here is a video clip. I'm going to go ahead and play it.
The point is that Dogecoin was invented as a joke, as essentially to make fun of cryptocurrency. And that's why I think there's like an argument, like fate loves irony. Like the most entertaining outcome is the most, like what would be the most ironic outcome? That the currency that was invented as a joke, in fact, becomes the real currency.
Right. Wow. No, absolutely. So, to the moon.
To the moon.
There you have Elon Musk basically giving his take that, you know, Dogecoin was created as a joke, but hey, who knows? Fate loves irony. Maybe the most ironic situation can come out to be the reality, right? And in the same clip, I watched several versions of this that are online. He makes sure to say that crypto is speculative, meaning don't put, you know, all of your assets into crypto. This is still a volatile thing, but there's a good chance that, you know, crypto will be the big winner, or, you know, a large part of our financial system will be run on crypto. So this is kind of like the perspective I think Elon sees. First, he sees there's a growing possibility that the financial system or a large part of the financial system is eventually going to be run on crypto in some form or fashion. Now, which crypto is going to become the big winner? It's not 100% defined yet. And he thinks that there's actually a small chance that Dogecoin can actually become a winner. He's not sure how it's going to work out. Part of it is just, you know, probably fun and interesting to him. But part of it is he sees actually there's a legitimate shot. I'm not sure exactly what percent, but I think it's definitely greater than zero in Elon's mind. All right, let's go ahead and check out a few of the funniest Dogecoin memes out there. These are just a few that I came across while looking at some tweets. So here you have Elon Musk writing the Doge dog there. Yeah, I was at a camping site the other day, and yeah, I saw one of these dogs. It flipped me out. I'm like, I know that dog. It's the Doge dog. Here's Fly Me to the Moon. Here's Elon and the Doge dog going to the moon, which is crazy. And then you have, this is Space Buddies. So here's a tweet that says, so the prophecies were true, right? They're going to the moon. So now what's interesting about all of this stuff is a lot of times it's difficult to process what's going on with Doge because it's so out there. And also the information is changing so fast, right? Every day the price is different, the information is different. Now there's been some critical voices regarding Elon's tweeting of Doge and his hyping and pumping of this cryptocurrency. Today, Charles Hoskinson, he is the founder of Cardano, and he kind of shared his thoughts on why he thinks actually Doge and the pumping of Doge is actually harmful to the greater mission of crypto. So here's a few seconds, check this out.
Let's be very clear. This is a bubble. The price of Doge is not sustainable. It's going to collapse, and a massive amount of retail money is going to be lost very quickly. my belief is that after that bubble bursts, it will be a catalyst for regulators and lawmakers to get involved in our industry and hurt the entire industry. It's not a good event, and by no means is this sustainable.
All right, so there you have Charles Hoskinson really kind of giving a sobering message. And he's saying that, yeah, this bubble in Dogecoin, and especially if it goes higher, will just be an opportunity for regulators to come in as an excuse to say, hey, you know, the public can't handle themselves. Crypto is, you know, needs regulation. And it could actually set back the crypto industry and what a lot of people are trying to do in terms of innovating and building a lot of use and utility on the blockchain. Now, I want to talk about kind of Dogecoin a little bit more and from a couple of different perspectives. So first off, you have Elon's role in Dogecoin. And, you know, we have to start thinking about it from different angles. Is it possible that Elon is not just hyping it because it's a fun joke or whatever, but is he buying large amounts of Dogecoin? I think that's an interesting question. I think he could be buying perhaps millions of dollars or tens of millions of dollars of Dogecoin. Now, that's possible. But the reality is most of his, or the vast majority of his wealth is in Tesla stock and is in SpaceX stock. And the rest of his money, actually, he borrows against those stock holdings. So he doesn't have actually billions of dollars of liquid cash where he could just fork over and buy like $10 billion or $20 billion of Dogecoin to really pump up the price. So in my opinion, I think Elon Musk buying large amounts of Dogecoin really was a possibility in the early days, right? If the stock is like under $10 billion, maybe a $100 million purchase can really shoot up the price. But after a certain point, let's say $20 or $30 billion of market cap for Dogecoin, you know, someone buying just, you know, $10, $20, $50 million of Dogecoin probably won't boost it up, right, as much as how it's gone up today. Another kind of possibility of Elon Musk's role is that it's possible that Elon Musk could be forking Doge, which basically means that he'll take a version of the software project and actually fork it, take it, a copy of it, put a team of developers on it to actually shore up a lot of, let's say, the security flaws or the issues and actually develop on the Dogecoin platform and actually kind of make Dogecoin even better, perhaps. And it could be a forked Dogecoin, but let's say all of the people holding Dogecoin could port, you know, transfer their coins over. Now, this is a possibility too, but again, I think, you know, if this was going to be a possibility, it probably would have made sense earlier on, where, and there should have been some leaks of Elon's teams or programmers or developers or even code, you know, leaking out or just projects, right, on GitHub or wherever they're going to push this to really show some evidence, right, that there's some real work going on regarding this. I don't see that right now, right? I don't see evidence of Elon Musk hiring, you know, 30 developers to be forking Doge. So that possibility seems kind of slim. I think the most likely scenario right now that's going on is that there is such a limited supply of these cryptocurrencies, meaning that they are usually, and different cryptocurrencies have different strategies on their supply, right? But the reality is a lot of times the valuation of these cryptocurrencies is mostly determined on demand, how much demand. Let's say 1,000 people want one, you know, ticket to a concert. That price of that concert ticket is going to skyrocket versus, let's say, only one person wants that ticket, right, to the concert. The price is going to go down. So demand is going to have this outsized impact on the price of kind of a limited supply, rare object or asset. And this is why for a lot of cryptocurrencies, and it's the case with Doge in particular, is that it can go up very fast because, let's say, demand is going up and you're using kind of social media and these social mobs and groupthink and a lot of just memes out there to really boost up publicity. And once you have publicity, you have the demand that goes up, and that demand will lead to an increased price in that asset. Now, the flip side is possible too. Once demand for that coin goes down, right, and publicity for that coin, once it's not in people's, let's say, lingo on their feed anymore, then the demand can go down and that could actually impact the price as fast, meaning the price of Doge can go down as fast as it's gone up. And this is the reality for most cryptocurrencies out there, is that they are largely largely and profoundly linked to demand. And I think that's why in a lot of ways, the larger cryptocurrency kind of market and holders out there, they look at Doge, and part of it is they realize that's the reality actually of all crypto in some senses, that demand is actually the key driver for price. And it's really arbitrary in some ways, right? People can really latch onto something, and who knows, that latching onto demand could create an ecosystem and community. And if it's sustainable, let's say somehow it can grow, then that can actually become a legitimate, you know, asset or even perhaps long-term asset. And so, on the flip side, there's also that possibility of demand shrinking, right? And shifting to different types of, let's say, digital asset or crypto assets or different current cryptocurrencies. And so that's always the risk with all cryptocurrencies. So I think in summary, what's happening with Dogecoin is fascinating because it's kind of an experiment, and kind of before our eyes, we're seeing the reality of kind of social media and, you know, a meme leader, right, in Elon, adjusting and changing people's perception. And that's impacting a price of a limited supply asset, which is going up, but it could go down, which is very likely. And in my opinion, it probably will go down quite significantly. Think about it. Dogecoin right now is at a market cap. Let me check this out. Market cap of $44 billion. Did you know that Tesla in April 2019 was under $40 billion in market cap? So we're talking about Dogecoin, right? Has a market cap that's larger than Tesla was just a year or just 2 years ago. It's gonna be interesting. Hope this video has been helpful just to kind of give a glimpse into Dogecoin and what's going on and the dynamics. If it has, go ahead, like and subscribe. All my videos can be found on an audio podcast. Just search for Dave Lee on Investing in your favorite podcast player. And I'm active on Twitter. My handle there is HeyDave7. All right, we'll see you in my next video. Thanks.